expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Sunday, March 3rd, 2019, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And I'm here in the studio with a couple of my good friends. So we've got Nick G and Jimmy G.
That's correct, Jimmy G.
I'm your homie G.
Homie.
Also known as the original, Slim Shady.
The original.
No, really, I pioneered rude, crude, and socially unacceptable. Took me a long time to grow up.
We got Nick Home Fries G.
Let me see your gang sign. No, never mind.
That's right. Well, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson, and my sister Linda is not here, who usually does all the heavy lifting, but she's doing the heavy lifting over at the gun show right now. And Red Smith, who's under the weather, so we'll see him next week. We're here in this studio fighting the new world order. Just hope it's not one of us. I hope. No.
The world could use some right guard right now, especially in Washington, D.C.
I'm telling you.
They're teaching that in the college right now.
Well, with that said, moving right along, tune into your radio at 1460, or now we are on FM 96.5, which I like because it comes in a lot better, a lot farther. So you can call in as the show progresses at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com, where all of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. So with that said, you've got some announcements, Jim?
Yeah, I got a couple announcements here. The Red and Gun Show, today's the last day, and that'll be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can buy ammo there before you have to jump through more hoops than a circus seal. All so right. That's a 9 to 4 today. And then March 4th at the Church with No Name, 2570 South Bonneview Road, they're going to have there's only three now. For the state senate of District 1 is going to be a debate. I guess Brian Dolly's not going to make it.
Well, I'm
from
shocked.
What I hear. Yeah.
I'm shocked.
He's got more pressure.
He's already turning into Ted Who.
Teddy G.
Teddy does. Yeah. Right. They got Teddy G and the mofos.
Yeah, you know, actually, I have seen that guy one time during the campaign. Yeah,
did you?
That's the only time
I saw him once at the parade in Shasta Lake City in a Cadillac, you know, as the guest of honor or something.
Yeah,
you know? I was like, who is that guy? Everybody looked around. I don't know. I don't recognize him.
Yeah, literally, the only time I've ever seen him is on television when he has his political adverts rolling.
That's your state senator. Oh, really?
Is that all your announcements? I've got an announcement I wanted to make here.
No, I got two more quick ones. The Business Expo, State of Jefferson presents a Business Expo March 9th at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and that's 23181 Chard Avenue in Gerber, California.
It's run by Patty Smith. That's the one she's doing?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a free event. Come out to meet local businesses that support the State of Jefferson. Yep. It's a fun-filled family event with food vendors and entertainment. And then one more, we have March 7th at 8:45 a.m., a breakfast for vets, and that's at the Parsons Elementary School in Reading. And that's all
we
got.
Very good.
You do such a much better job of announcing those. I always get lost in them. Yeah, we got something going on at Gerber, a business expo. Come and join us. Hey, I've got an announcement about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Crazy Ocasio-Cortez?
Well, I've got my contacts in Washington, D.C. tell me that she has her eye on the presidency in 2024.
Oh.
She's going to come out to California, become a resident of California, because, you know, that already gives you about 50 electoral college votes. But she's going to change her name to Alexandria Occasional Car Sex, hoping to attract a mentor, kind of like Willie Brown was to Kamala Harris.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
And she's going to run on a platform that she has saved the American people $465 billion with her new Green Deal. They are going to outlaw cows. There won't be any cows in the United States to protect the ozone from and our atmosphere from methane. But the thing is that she is aware of that we're not aware of. Her staff has counted 31 million cattle guards in the United States. When we don't have any more cattle, she's going to fire all those cattle guards that are making $150,000 a year total, and that adds up to $465 billion she saved the American taxpayer.
I wish they had some sort of cattle guard that was, you know, for liberals. They could set them up all around New York, and so they could.
That's a heck of a good idea.
I think those cattle are armed as well.
Armed with methane.
With guns.
Boy, I'll tell you, I saw one heavy chick. She had guns everywhere. I think the cop asked her, says, "What are you afraid of?" And she said, "Not a damn thing," after she pulled out about a dozen guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know Mrs. Cord, whatever her name is, AOC, she's flown 66 times during the campaign.
Wow.
That's on a jet, folks.
I wonder how much ozone layer she's personally been responsible for eliminating.
Oh, well, that was probably a private jet with she being the only one on
that. That I didn't find out.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi, she refused to fly commercial weekly back and forth from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. She had to have her own jet that was provided by the Air Force, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and she'd have a bunch of her friends and family on that jet, too.
Oh, yeah, taking their trips, foreign trips.
Yeah.
Turned it into a family vacation.
I just sent you a link, Ashley. And, oh, by the way, we've got our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, Ashley, in the booth.
Good morning.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And I'm ready on the sensor button, just so you guys know.
Yeah. You should cue that up and play it whenever you're ready.
It's like on
Which
Family
one?
Feud. Where
I just sent you a link on it.
Okay, I have four emails from you.
Well, the last one is the one you want to queue up right now, and then the rest is the music. Use the last one. The first two didn't count.
I'm going to sneak in here and steal her little button, and we can really have some fun in here one of these days.
I wonder if she hits that thing like on Family Feud when they ask the question. You got to hit the button real fast.
No, I've seen her. She actually has ninja training, and what she does is she does her kata in there. She does a couple of cartwheels and a flip over the desk. And when she lands, she hits that button, and it's like magic. It's wow. It's like unbelievable.
And it's still faster than you swearing.
That's right.
I do have that ready when you are.
Yeah, this is for Alexandria. Go ahead and play that if you can pull that up there. I'm not sure if there's.
Can't wait to hear this.
This is what we got to watch out for. This is it. This is the big problem in the United States right here. This is it. I'm telling you.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, because the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun.
But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bum. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung.
She was going for the bat.
Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high.
I think that's it.
Bravissimo.
Cows with guns.
The stakes were high.
The stakes were high. Yeah, so cows that have too much flagellants carrying guns, that's the issue.
I don't know how you'd tell the shots from them passing gas. Don't pass gas when you shoot. It'll go high.
We have to go to a break after that. So with that said, you're listening to KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, and go ahead. Let's do it.
Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung.
Sounds like the city of Reading city council meeting.
In the day 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Now if you're feeling down, I love
Here we are back to Sovereign Minds coming live to you from Reading in the great state of Jefferson. I was reading this morning, I go to a website called Citizens Free Press, and I like it a lot better than Drudge. And I ran across a saying on there, and it compared America to communism. In America, in communism, everybody's living off everyone else, and in America, it's just about the same thing. So, you know, I read that, where did this come from? I don't know where this came from. Oh, it was a Reading Record Searchlight that CalFresh is giving 30% more EBT card money on their food stamps, basically, because these people probably lost some groceries while the power was out here.
Right.
And it covers 16 zip codes starting from 96002. You don't even have to ask for it. If you're getting
CalFresh, it's automatic. Yeah.
They just automatically. Automatic, well, yeah. You know, I don't get food stamps, and I lost some food.
I guess you can apply for it, I would imagine.
If you're in 96001 and you're getting food stamps,
you get it automatically.
You have to ask for them for the extra 30%.
Oh, okay.
But I just thought it was odd. You know, it just seems to me that the government can't give our money away fast enough, our tax money.
Well, I mean, PG&E's not in any problems either, are they?
Well,
didn't they just file bankruptcy?
I think so. They're anticipating maybe going in debt over the campfire.
Well, there's a problem there, and there might be some culpable people over there. And then, of course, the fact that the government didn't clean up any of the brush or anything for, I don't know, the last 20 years or something couldn't be a problem either. But I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll see how it ends up.
Probably not a good time to buy stock in PG&E then.
No. Well, it wait a little while. It might be after they file their bankruptcy and it bottoms out.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe jump back in.
Well, you know, they had problems before this campfire. With all the solar that's coming in, that has really hurt PG&E in a major way. And the city of Reading also, they've got a set amount of debt.
Mm.
And when solar starts taking away from their gross profits, if they can't meet that debt, they've got no choice but to raise their rates.
And guess what's going to happen in 2020 in California? All new home construction is going to have to be solar ready.
Oh, boy, and when it's mandatory, if my house was, if I had it figured out that it was going to be about $30,000. And when it's mandatory, it's sure to go up.
Yeah, it's going to raise the price about $30,000.
You know, one thing that concerns me about the solar is these panels. They've got terrible chemicals in them. Some of them have antifreeze in them. And in 25 years, there's going to be a big business on how to get rid of these. You know, their life expectancy is going to be over, and there's going to be an environmental problem.
Well, OEC said we're not going to be here in 12 years, so I don't know about 25.
We're all going to be dead in 12.
I moved a couple cows into my fallout shelter, so I think I'll be okay.
Well, it's okay because, you know, they're going after the cows today. First it was the cows, next is the chickens.
Well, years ago, weren't they harvesting methane gas from cow manure?
I think they were trying to, but they had a real problem putting the plumbing on the back of the cow. It was kind of, you know, messy.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, those guys I heard got hired down in San Francisco.
Well, you know, I saw a deal on, I listened to one of the garden shows on the talk show, and they're actually making little seedling pots out of cow manure. And they were saying how much better it was than the ones that you're getting that are made out of coconut fiber or whatever it was, how the roots could get through. That sounds like a pretty good plan to me if we can get everybody gardening.
I think I was listening a little earlier, and I think Jimmy had a great point about the buffalo. You know, give me a home where the buffalo roam. I mean, the deer and the antelope play. I mean, why are we not dead already?
Well, the homeless are already there, aren't they?
Hey, when they make those cow manure pots, do they put it on like a potter's wheel and form it out? Or?
Oh, that sounds like fun. That sounds like what my dad used to tell us about. They had the cow pie fights. You ever hear about that?
No.
No, when you're a kid in school? Oh, yeah. You know, they live out there, when, you know, rural community out there, and there's a cow field right next door. Of course, a fight has to break out once in a while.
Oh, man, yeah.
And isn't that how they invented Frisbees?
Yeah, well, it depends. Like, some of them that are hard make really good Frisbees, but others have a soft center. And they make really good. You ever watch a fight, Phil? It's kind of similar, only not quite as appetizing. You just don't want to be on the receiving end of one. That's a true story. I speak truth.
Well, another
maybe they can make a video game out of it now.
Yeah,
for the kids.
Yeah, cows with guns and pies.
Oh, getting back to the methane deal. You know, they do put some kind of an electrical generator using methane out of old landfills.
To produce
it actually does. And you can heat up pipes, all kinds of stuff with manure. You know, I mean, that used to be one of the ways that you could heat water if you didn't have a water heater or electricity. You run your copper piping and then you pile the manure on top and the manure heats up and then you hook that up to a water source and it runs through the coils on the copper wire, comes out hot. I'm not kidding. That's a good way. That's one way to do it. It's not the best way to do it.
Needs to be fresh, I suspect. Well, they used to burn buffalo chips, is what they called them, as a heat source. Yep.
Yeah, well, if you pile it up, what it does is it starts to compost, it gets hot. I mean, have you ever heard the term a steaming pile of manure? Well, that's what they're talking about.
It's like compost piles that catch on fire.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It gets hot. I mean, it gets hot to the point where you can't touch it.
I've got an uncle, my Uncle Rex. He lives over by the fly shop. He just turned 100 here about a month and a half ago. Wonderful guy. And he was telling me he grew up in Lamar, Missouri. And years ago, the founding fathers invested the city's money in one of these electrical generators from an old dump, among other things.
Right.
And they set it up to where, and I've seen this in the paper. He used to still get the local paper. Every once in a while, there'd be a small little ad in there that says there will be no electrical bill this month for the whole town.
Wow.
And he said about twice a year that came out, that they set it up that way. And that's the way government's supposed to be. They're supposed to help us. You know, here in the city of Reading, it's a cash cow.
Well, you know, when I imagine government, I think of how it should be. I think of Mayberry RFD.
Yes.
I mean, that's how it should be, you know, really. I mean, you know, maybe not on that scale, but the real deal is that they shouldn't have the Taj Mahal. They shouldn't have, you know, control of all this money. They shouldn't have the ability to steal all your money through taxation. I mean, and that's what they've been doing, I mean, for a long time. And that's why we're in the trouble we're in. Is you got to starve the beast a little bit here, and I think that's going to have to happen at some point. But the thing is, they do it to themselves. If you look at the state of California, and you get these Democratic, liberal, okay, let's just tell it like it is, a communist insurgency kind of policies in our government. What happens? Everybody prospers, right? Just like Venezuela. And when they go to the zoo down there, it's not there to watch the animals. They go there to eat the animals.
If they can't poach one.
That's right, because they're getting hungry. And after you eliminate all the cow fat flagellants by killing all the cows, the only thing that's left is chickens. And when they're gone, it's the zoo animals. I mean, the real deal is that's how stupid this is. You know, I mean, we're making fun of it, but the real deal is that these policies don't work. And I hear people all the time, oh, I don't know. I just can't understand what they're thinking. Well, I can tell you exactly what they're thinking. They're thinking, we're going to take over by, you know, and Trump said it in the CPAC meeting by giving everybody a BS bunch of by giving everybody a BS. They're going to BS you right out of your freedom. And if you stand there and go, I don't understand what they're doing, then, you know, you've got to wake up because they know exactly what they're doing. They're giving you a big line of BS so that they can make sure all the government consolidates the power and they want to be the guys running the show.
And they want to take all your money. We don't have a money problem. We've got a spending problem. And the city of Reading is just right there with them. When we come back, I want to tell you about what's going on with the city special meetings.
Special ones.
Oh, yeah, get some tax money out of some of the departments to Adam McElvain called it juice. We're going to get some juice out of some of these.
I feel
it to the police and the firemen.
I feel so special already. Well, okay, maybe special. We should invite Special Ed on.
See, and another thing California's doing, California's 1,300 charter schools will soon face stricter transparency requirements under legislation pushed by Gavin Newsom. Isn't that about the only school system that's working in California?
I'm not even sure that's working in California because they've mandated so much crap like Common Core. But that's, you know, and there's a story on that. I mean, Florida opted out of Common Core. Now they're number one in the nation as far as mathematics scores.
Is that right?
That's true. I'll pull up the article while we're on the break. So with that, let's go to a break. We'll come back. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media.
If I have to go, you'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine, girl, till the end of time. These days such a kind girl seems so hard to find. Someday when we're dreaming, deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love, and though we may be blind, love is here. What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be?
For the first time, I'll be free here in New York City.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, I think the Lord left New York City a little while ago. This is,
Lord Cuomo.
Yeah, Lord Cuomo.
Well, if it wasn't a little while ago, it's been a couple weeks ago when they voted on their abortion bill and cheered.
Unbelievable. We probably want to talk about that a little bit, but let's finish your thought process, and then I want to go on to the story about the Florida school dumps Common Core, and then skyrockets to number one in English language arts and 90% scoring proficiency and interesting stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite an improvement.
Yeah. Well, and you got to look at Snoop's, but you want to finish that?
What were we talking about? I don't remember. I'm just off flying
things
around.
Things move fast here, and reminds me of Ferris Bueller. You know, things move real fast around here.
They sure do.
But if you Google that, did ditching Common Core cause a Florida school's test results to improve? And then you Google that for Snoops, and of course they say false. Abandoning the Common Core sets of standards for English and mathematics caused a Florida charter school test results to go from mediocre to outstanding. False. But read the article. It's like unbelievable the way they spin and twist this thing. What they're saying is they didn't ditch it. They never opted into it, which means that their test scores were higher than everybody else's anyway. Not because they didn't have Common Core at all. I mean, they're it's like, okay, so you're kind of making the argument against yourself.
You know what amazes me is at my last high school reunion, and I can't wait to see them this year. I got a couple of these guys, they got their chests stuck out. They're retired from the educational community.
Right.
And I didn't bring it up to them, but I'm going to. When they were in high school with me, we graduated in 1969. California was in the top five, six, seven, and we're in the dump right now. And they were right there, running her right down into the ground. And you know what happened during that time? Jimmy Carter started the Board of Education, the National Education Drive, and took over education.
Well, we didn't even have the Board of Department of Education until like 64 or 5 or whatever it was.
Oh, I think it was later than that.
Was
I think
it later?
It was Carter that brought that in, and it's been downhill ever since.
Yeah, because they took the schools out of the hands of the local parenting and put it in the hands of this big, giant, gargantuan federal government that's out of control, much like, some Japanese movie or something with the monster at the head.
And nationally, it's even worse than California. California is too big to be governed, and now we've got these idiots in Washington, D.C. telling us how to educate our kids.
Yeah, we took our daughter when she was a sophomore in high school. She was getting, pretty much D's, put her into a homeschool, and she was getting all A's and B's.
Well,
overnight.
With the Common Core, what they do is the higher you get your score, the more they give. In other words, okay, hey, he's really good at, multiplication. Let's give him, trigonometry and see how he does. So you got, here's a kid that's just getting his multiplication tables figured out. And here, let's give him some calculus and see how he does. So what they do is they bomb his score out because they want to dumb him down so that his scores match everybody else's in the social justice thing. Because, we don't want people who excel. We want everybody to be another brick in the wall.
And then they've got a sneaky way of lowering the standards. I think they did that with the SATs.
It's all the above, and it's what they want, and this is the Chinese model. They want to pick your vocation for you, whatever you to each his need according to his needs or whatever, the old Spock saying up on Star Trek. I can't remember exactly how it went.
Yep.
What I'm talking about. That was right out of Karl Marx. I mean, that's what he said to each his ability and that whole thing, which is a ton of crap because the real deal is we're supposed to have some competition in a free market. because then the cream of the crop rises to the top, so you know who the best students are, you know who the best guys are, so that they can then figure out what they want to do with their lives, not be told what to do with their lives, and be channeled into some, oh, you look like you should be in a factory line because, you know, your math scores were subpar because when they gave you the calculus crap, you totally bombed out.
And besides that, your parents socialized with my parents, so we're going to give you a better job.
And I think he raised cows, too.
Yes.
Maybe chickens.
Yeah, when you take people and delegate what they're going to do for a living.
Well, they'll all be happy.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't create any of anything that any people that are going to come out and excel in certain things.
That's exactly the point, because the real deal is, if you're stuck someplace that you really don't want to be and hate it, is that living? I mean, the real deal is, I mean, in life, you're supposed to live. I mean, and you're supposed to, you know, if you want to be a free spirit and do a Woody Guthrie and ride the rails for 30 years and you're happy with that, fine. You know, you should have the freedom to do that if that's what you want. But to be stuck in a job that you hate, kind of like a slave, you know, and we talked about debt slavery last weekend a little bit, because that's what debt slavery is when they create a debt that you can't pay off and everybody has to keep paying their fair share. You know, go to the usdebtclock.org and you'll see that we all now owe $1 million apiece. And if you're a taxpayer, you know, the rest of you guys, that's only taxpayers, you know. And, of course, the rest won't have to pay anything because they don't have any money and they're already poor. And so everybody gets down to the same standard, the government. And the government loves this because they get to tell everybody what to do. They don't give a crap. You know, well, okay, but, you know, get rid of the cow thing because maybe they sort of do give a crap.
Can you imagine?
You know, another problem with this is that the kids that will excel sit there and they're bored.
Right.
They're not being challenged.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and then
right.
They think they have attention deficit disorder.
Yeah, we'll give them some drugs.
Here's some Ritalin.
Oh,
boy, I tell you. You know, I do windows for a place called Expressive Learning Center, and it's for mentally handicapped people. And there was a young guy in there named Adam, and he was the nicest young man. I would say Adam was about 25, and I would see him over there just watching me. And, you know, I started conversing with him. How are you? And over a period of about a year, I finally learned his name. I said, how you doing, Adam? And he just ran up and hugged me because I knew his name. But he was quiet. He was timid. And he'd hold a little bit of a conversation. I went in there one day, and Adam's eyes were red all the way around. I said, oh, boy, they've drugged him. I saw him about a year later, and Adam's heading for trouble. And if they would have just left him alone, he could do a job, too. You could make a dishwasher out of him or something like that and make him a happy, happy citizen. But getting back to the education, I listened to Bill Whittle one time, and if you don't know who he is, go to BillWhittle.com. And he said, you know, I'd like to see a school at every strip mall. And when one school is excelling, the other strip mall, they go over and say, hey, what are you doing that we're not doing? You know, and take some pride in our education. And getting back to Snoots, do you know who Cheryl Atkinson is?
Yes, she's a great reporter.
That's right. She did a deal, and Snoops and WikiLeaks, they're not reliable when you come to start verifying.
When you look at this article, it's ridiculously stupid because what they're saying is that, this article was published by Freedom Project and naturalnews.com, and Florida school dumps Common Core then skyrockets to number one in English arts and so forth. The clear message in all these reports was that the decision by the school to abandon Common Core standards had caused the students' statewide test scores to improve dramatically. This is false. In reality, the Mason Classical Academy has never used Common Core. So it's like, it's false because they said that they ditched Common Core. The real deal is that they have the highest test scores because they never had Common Core. But of course, the initial thing is false. And, but when you start reading the article, it's ridiculously stupid. And, you know, Common Core, you know, basically the general theme argues that, it's more for teaching than it is for actual learning. It's like, what's more important, that you're actually teaching the kids something or their test scores are getting high or low? So,
Well, listen, there's a new program on I just got turned on to this morning on CNN. I watched it briefly. It's called The Axel Files. And we had David Axelrod as the host, and he was talking to Lizzie Warren. What could go wrong there?
Axelrod. Good grief.
Oh, he's trying to prep her to run for the presidency.
Oh, I hope she does.
So we got Dances with Wolves with, Al Capone. I mean, that's... that's what it's true. I mean, he's I'll tell you what, he's a piece of work. He's right up there with Podesta and company and Hillary and all those guys. I mean, he's one of the crew.
They know what's best for us.
Oh, yeah, and they know exactly what they're doing. And it isn't a big mistake. It isn't like an explosion in the print room and we created a dictionary. These guys, climate change and all this crap, it's all a big takeover.
How about reparations? Elizabeth Warren's all over that.
I think it's Kamala Harris that's on that, too.
Well, she is, too. Yeah.
How do you say her name again?
Kamala.
Kamala? Is that like a Kamala or is it Kamala?
Well, I think it's Kamala. I just have a problem with pronunciation sometimes.
I think she wants it pronounced Kamala.
Oh.
Well,
kinda,
she ought to check.
Kind of like Sotomayor.
She needs to check her background because her great-great-grandfather, a guy named Brown, and I posted the story last week, is actually a slave owner in Jamaica, or was. And it's like two generations back. And so is she going to pay reparations as well? I mean,
we'll pay it for her.
And
it's
documented. I mean, this is not conjecture. It's documented. And so she's a descendant of slave owners, but it's kind of like, you know, it's funny because Elizabeth Warren was trying to use the fact that she was a descendant of Native Americans to get ahead, and Kamala Harris is kind of using the fact of burying her heritage so she doesn't have to pay reparations. Is there a pattern here?
Yeah.
Isn't it about time for Lindsey Graham's ancestral test to come back, see if he has more Indian in her than Elizabeth Warren?
My relatives weren't even here when the slavery was going on, so I'm not paying nothing.
Well, are we going to pay? I mean, my relatives fought on the side of the Union Army. What about me?
There you go. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch of them died. Irish Brigade, you know, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to go to a break. Ashley's in there, and she's in control.
Doing jumping jacks, trying to get your attention.
She's ready to push control. The button. I'll shut him up.
I know. There's a red button in there. We all explode when she hits it. Anyway, you're listening to KCNR 1460, FM 96.5. Thank you. And we got to start working that into our little spiel here, and we're on an automatic pilot. But we'll be back from the break. We're going out there. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Maybe we should put a chat room at KCNR96.5.com, and that way we would say that all the time. And with that said, let's go to a break.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Back at 96.5.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
Hey, did you see where Famous Dave's is shutting down?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Famous Dave's is shutting down. The only decent rib place in Redding is going to be Fat Daddy's over on Hart now.
I'm telling you.
It's hard to compete with him.
It's here's the deal. I mean, the economy ain't doing that great. I don't care what anybody says. Don't get me wrong. I love Trump, but it's not doing that great. I mean, retail sales are falling off the map. Housing is starting to, the bubble's starting to burst down in the bigger cities. I mean, Trump's got to get reelected. I get it, but you know, he hasn't been able to fix the problem as much as that we would like. And you know, when you're printing a million, you know, I was just looking at the, just at the USA debtclock.org, and you go how much money they've printed this year alone is over $500 billion. It's 600-something billion just this year that they're printing in the printing press. He's spending more money than Hussein Barack, and we're not going to get out of this thing as cheap and easy as everybody thinks. Does that mean we want to vote Democrat? Of course not. You'd be an idiot. Okay, but at the same time, things are getting worse slowly but surely because they have not fixed the fundamental problem, which is we are in too much debt. The world is drowning in debt across the board, and that's why everybody's struggling because, you know, at some point in time, we're going to be paying more back to the central bank than we are paying to our entitlements.
Yep.
So,
but, you know, I read where there's a rumor that a brew pub may be moving in there. And, you know, they're popping up all over. And who can afford to go to brew pubs besides government employees?
That is about $13 a beer right now. I guess we got a caller, so we need to go to the caller. And then...
Oh, that's right. We'll be back. Sorry, Andrew. I think it's Andrew.
Andrew, are you there, Andrew?
Yes, I am. Morning. Hey, I want to take Edwards on how you pronounce the state senator's name. And before she was the attorney general in charge of naming initiatives, which has given California its major problems with these felonies of felons have been released onto the streets. She named it, Proposition 47, the Safe Schools and Neighborhood Act, and now it's catch and release prisoners. And her name, I think, is Kama Sutra Harris, given the way she came to prominence. Am I wrong?
I don't know. She did work for Willie Brown there for a little while, and there was something going on.
I think she worked with him, too.
I think she worked under him.
Yeah. Or she worked. Well, she could have worked under him, over him. Who knows?
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, I got that from Roseanne, the crowbar. in his sleep this morning or something, and I thought it was fabulous. I just had to go on.
Oh, yeah, Roseanne. That's great. Well, she's evidently doing an interview with Candace Owen on PragerU. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but that came in this morning, so that might be interesting.
No, I'll take her as a teammate. I just will. You know, whatever it takes to get it
well,
out.
Well, when Roseanne Barr jumps over, hey, you know there's a problem in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, my wife was reading that article this morning. She was Roseanne was hammering her.
I thought it was funny. Then, oh, wait, she has wheel in her eyes. Did you see that last week? Oh, that was funny. I guess you guys are running Armstrong and Getty on the your station now. And
yeah,
I work farther south, and those guys are all right.
I haven't really listened too much of them because, you know, that's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work.
So am I, but I'm fixing equipment and driving around. I can, so that's what I do. Anyway, good show, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it. Yeah, there's so much news in the news cycle, it's hard to keep up with it all. It's just nuts. I mean, I want to talk a little bit about the Q stuff at some point because I've done a whole ton of research on that, and I'm telling you, there's something going on there, and, you know, I'll be prepared to maybe reveal that a little bit as time goes by. But, yeah, there's some issues that are coming down the pipe. But with that said, let's go back and rant on the local officials for a little while there, Nikki G.
Well, do you suppose that the city of Reading had anything to do with bankrupting Old Famous Days? They probably cost them, you know, $150,000, $200,000 to open up the doors.
Permits?
Permits and special requests and all kinds of stuff. Now, I've been going to the two of the four special meetings. There's two more to go that Adam McIlvain proposed to try and find some juice for the police and the fire. Actually, he was mostly after police and Comrade Schrader. She got fire into it. We need some more personnel there. And Barry Tippin is giving the presentation, and it's just kind of comical. He had one graph up there, and he showed where the city employees actually lost their spending power as compared to Social Security recipients. And he had a graph up there to where the Social Security recipients got their COLAs every year, and the poor city of Reading, they took a cut in pay, and their spending power is down. He didn't compare that, you know, the top grade for Social Security, I think, is $2,250, and he himself's making over $200,000. I have a tough time feeling sorry for that. But I think I've got figured out what's going on here. This last meeting, they went to a few of the departments, and March 7th, they're going to go through some other departments and show their budget and how they took a hit through 2008, and they haven't replaced the personnel that they had, and that basically they're taking a dime and they're getting a quarters out of it, and they're just doing a fine job, and there's no more money. So when this is all said and done, I expect the city to come out and say, we have gone through our budget and our departments with a fine-tooth comb, and we can't find a dime for the police and the fire. And if you people want more police and fire protection, you're going to have taxes. And what I expect them to do is Julie Winter, or maybe Aaron Reisner, or maybe Christian Schrader, maybe even Adam, I expect them to go out to one of their friends in the local community and have it a citizen-generated tax initiative to where the citizens are demanding it. And all the yuppies and the snowflakes and the millennials are going to get behind this, and they're going to try and shove another tax down our throat.
Haven't they done that several times in Reading, or a couple times?
But it wasn't citizen generated. It was the city council, and they're trying to give us their word that they're going to spend this money on fire and police, but they don't want it pointed to a special spot because then they would need a 2/3 vote. And there's an article in today's paper where Yuba City and I think 33 or 34 other communities are complaining because they did go ahead and vote for that on their word, on their community's leader's word, that this was going to go to improve their community
safety,
they put it into pensions.
Hold off on that because they're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour. We got to go through our break here, a hard break, and we'll be back right after that, and we'll continue going on with the
unfunded liability problems.
Yep. Very good. So you're listening to KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and Sovereign Mind Radio. We'll be back after the break. Thank you. Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up to tease? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The chairman of the House Committee in charge of impeachment, New York Democrat Gerald Nadler, says the panel will request documents tomorrow from more than 60 people from the Trump administration. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California says it's another witch hunt.
In this process to be impeached, show me where the president did anything to be impeached. The other thing you have to find is, listen to what Nadler said. Nadler is setting the framework now that the Democrats not to believe the Mueller report.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. In a tweet this morning, President Trump said, quote, I am an innocent man being persecuted by some very bad, conflicted, and corrupt people, only because I won the election. All quiet along the disputed boundary in divided Kashmir today, the first lull since a dangerous escalation between Pakistan and India erupted last week, bringing the two nuclear-armed foes close to all-out war. SRN military analyst Robert McGinnis says scuffles between these two countries are further complicated by Pakistan's growing reliance on Chinese military support.
The Indians see Pakistan at the same time as a growing ally of China. In fact, China is building a large port facility on Pakistani terrain to the due northwest of India.
In response, India is building its own new naval port near the Iranian entrance to the Persian Gulf. The U.S. and South Korea offering an olive branch to North Korea. They've called off springtime military exercises that the North has always viewed as an invasion rehearsal. A sleek American-built space capsule with a test dummy aboard docked smoothly with the International Space Station this morning. The flight of the Dragon capsule represents a big step forward toward putting the U.S. back in the business of launching astronauts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it has granted Southwest Airlines approval to begin flying between California and Hawaii.
The FAA will increase oversight of Southwest for the first 6 months, noting that the additional monitoring is standard practice. Southwest plans to launch flights to four of the Hawaiian islands, including Oahu, where Honolulu is located. It'll fly from four cities in California, San Jose, Oakland, Sacramento, and San Diego. CEO Gary Kelly has left open the option of adding flights between islands, which would encroach on markets dominated by Hawaiian Airlines.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A small northern Alabama music studio where the Rolling Stones, Cher, and other stars recorded their hit songs is turning 50 this year. Muscle Shoals Sound Studios will host an April 27th celebration of the milestone in Sheffield, Alabama. It all got started in 1969. News and analysis at townhall.com. A proposed $2 billion wind farm planned for federal waters off Martha's Vineyard has received key approval from Rhode Island regulators.
Vineyard Wind plans an 84-turbine wind farm about 14 miles south of the Massachusetts Island. To satisfy the objections of commercial fishermen, Vineyard Wind is creating two funds totaling almost $17 million to compensate the fishing industry for any losses that might occur. The project still needs approval from Massachusetts regulators. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 3rd, and a birthday for some notable people, including actress Miranda Richardson, 61 years old. National Public Radio host Ira Glass is 60. Olympic track and field gold medalist Jackie Joyner Kersee has 57 candles on her cake. Former NFL star and College Football Hall of Famer Herschel Walker is also 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like one, two, three, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate.
Here we are, we're back to Sovereign Minds, coming to you live from Reading and Jefferson, the great state of Jefferson. We're on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, and we're going to go right back to the city of Reading and their sales tax. When you pass a sales tax, if it is earmarked for something, say fire, say police, it has to have a two-thirds majority to pass. But if it is just for the general fund, it just needs a simple majority, 50% plus one. And the city is going for that, and they want us to take their word for it. The trouble is, we are facing a deficit for unfunded pension liabilities. If you went to the California Actuary Report and go to page 17 and fish around in there, you'll find over the next 30 years, the city of Reading is going to pay $597 million to clear its pension liabilities. That's the current ones and the unfunded ones. They have been taking down their total unfunded a little bit at a time, and Barry Tippin seems to think it's going to have it cleared up and won't exist anymore. The thing is, the money he's getting for the unfunded liabilities comes from us, the taxpayers. We give them a certain amount of money. Here's your money. Say we give them $100 million to run our city of Reading. The first thing that comes out of that is their pensions and their compensation. Let's see. I think it was 147 people in the city of Reading had a total compensation of over $200,000. So when you see holes in the road out here and, messes on the side of the road, like all these limbs on the side of the road right now, we're giving them plenty of money to clean that all up. They've rewarded themselves with lavish pensions and lavish salaries.
Well, you know, it's across the board, across the country, and I think probably across the world, this unfunded liability problem, because it's the nature of government to pad their own pockets if they can do it. And so what you're looking at is that right now, according to US debtclock.org, and I'll pull it up here real quick, but the unfunded liabilities is, I think, $122 trillion across just the United States. And with all of our debt, we're up to $1 million apiece. And so are we going to pay that? No. There's going to be a default of some kind. And that's what we're looking forward to with these guys. They think that they've got the goose that laid the golden egg, but they're strangling it with their policies.
And when you take and put the city in charge of clearing it up, they're not going to cut their pensions. They're not going to cut their salaries to make the budget balance.
So we're going to end up filing a bankruptcy, in my opinion, at some point. I'm not sure exactly when, and I'm not sure exactly what that means, but these guys are not going to stop, it looks like, anytime soon that I can see.
Well, I think in the city of Reading, they might get through it. It's just that we won't have any services, and they'll be still be taking all our money and more.
Well, that's kind of a default in itself, isn't it? Because are the citizens going to stand around and say, how come we have no police, fire, you know, sewer, all this stuff? But you guys are living up in a nice hill house on the hill, and while the rest of us serfs and peons are down here, you know, paying and paying and paying and paying. I think that we have more backbone than that. I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of guys that are cheese eaters out there that don't care about anything but getting their block of cheese. But there's a bunch of people that are getting fed up, I think.
Big problem is, too, is your typical 9-to-5er average citizen, like me, before I started listening to shows like this, do not know about CalPERS and CalSTRS and unfunded liabilities. So they're unaware of what's going on.
Yeah, I've pulled it up. It's actually $122,800,000,000,000, and that's just U.S. Unfunded. That's just the U.S. unfunded. So it's across the board, across the counties, across the states.
Absolutely. But, you know, just because everybody has it doesn't mean we have to have it. What Reading needs is a lead sled dog to come and straighten this mess out.
It can be straightened out, and I think that's what we're going to see. But there has to be severe cuts in spending and severe cuts in these pensions and these lavish, you know, lifestyles that these guys are having. I mean, you got Warren over there at Turtle Bay. You know, he retires from the city, he gets a pension, he goes over to Turtle Bay, he gets another. You know, and where's that money coming from? I mean, does
coming from me and you?
That's right. Well, is Turtle Bay self-supportive? I mean,
oh, heck no.
That's stupid to think it is.
How do they justify $20,000 a month for Mike Warren when he's instrumental in bankrupting the city of Reading?
Because somebody on the inside likes him?
$20,000 a month.
That's what Mike Warren is drawing. That's
just his salary. That's not counting.
No, that's not his salary. That's his CalPERS.
He's not a baseball player, is he?
That's just CalPERS.
So he's getting a salary on top of that.
The last I heard, it was $70,000 to $80,000 for working 3 days, and that's quite a few years ago. I suspect he's probably getting more now.
So I guess we have a caller on the line. We've got, I can't read.
Dick and.
I think we already had Terry, so it must be Dick. Hi, Dick. You're on the air.
Hey, Mark. Hey, say, I was at the gun show yesterday at the Holiday Inn.
Yep.
And you mentioned your sister Linda's there.
Yep.
Also, Linda Billingsley was there, and they're both. I want to mention that they're both members of for this Veterans Home Support Group. They do a lot of support things for the veteran Knight and Road Veterans Home.
Yep.
And as you walk in on the right, there's a big gun safe right there, 40 gun capacity Canon gun safe, and they're raffling off, and the money is going to be to help support the Knight and Road Veterans Home.
Yep.
So. Listen, if you drop by there, buy a few tickets. The tickets are only $10 a piece.
Yeah, they're only selling 500 of them as well. And then whoever gets it's going to get the safe. I bought some myself. Linda's my sister and Linda's my wife. So I was pretty much coerced into it. They tackled me at the door and got me in a hammer lock and they got to my wallet, but I'm hoping I'm going to win.
Yeah, well, I took home 30 of those tickets and I'm trying to get, trying to sell them for her. But anyway, I just wanted the listeners to remind them to go down there and help support the Knight and Road Veterans Home by buying some tickets for that gun safe.
Hey, that's a great thing to call in for, Dick.
Okay, why?
All right, thanks, buddy. Okay, yeah, everybody get out there and get your tickets while they last because they're going fast.
Where is the gun show?
We also have Terry on the line.
Oh, we do have Terry on the line. I thought maybe he wasn't on the line. Okay, Terry, you're on the line. You're on the air. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Maybe, and he just went down.
Maybe he's not on the line.
He was a moment ago.
He was. I apologize. Call back, Terry, if you want to get in on the conversation. I didn't realize, because I can't see off the glare of the new window sometimes of what the name is.
So getting back to the unfunded liabilities, basically what the city has done is put the fox in charge of the hen house, and the last thing that's going to go belly up is their salaries and their pensions.
That's correct.
And
yeah.
Any dime we give them is going to that unfunded liability. And if they don't get their dimes, they're going to take it away from services. And all you have to do is look at the streets of Reading right now. holes in them.
Well, and again, look what's happening on the streets of Reading. How many shops have closed their doors here in just the last 5 years?
Oh, gosh, and it's unfriendly business practices.
Yep.
You'd think if they needed money, they'd cater to the customer.
No. And then you got the car fire on top of that, which wiped out a big tax base. And you know, a lot of people are starting to rebuild, but that's going to take a while to come back. I don't know what the numbers are, but, you know, you don't have to pay your property taxes if your house burned down.
And let me add to that. I was talking to a gentleman, and he told me his banker told him that it was over 50% of the people are taking their equity and leaving California.
Yeah. Why would you stay?
And this is just one bank.
Right. Why would you stay? Because, you know, they want, and they're not going to pull back on their permits. I thought they were at first, and maybe somebody knows better than me, but, you know, I thought they were going to be a little more friendly to the people that had to rebuild, and what I've heard so far is they're the same amounts, I mean, as far as the permits are. So if somebody knows better than that, give me a call, 530-605-4567. But
the only good thing I heard about that is, if you had a house built, say, in 1992, when you build your house, it's to those codes.
Well, and are we talking about Proposition 13 on the tax base, or is
No, I'm talking about just the building code. You're talking about taxes, right?
Oh, so in other words, you don't have to comply with the new regulations, which are a lot more costly.
That's what I heard.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, we maybe try to figure that out at some point.
You know, a lot of times they'll say something like that, maybe even put it into policy, and then they sneak around and change it behind our backs, and you never hear about it.
Yeah, and another question you answered for me a couple of weeks ago was the Prop 13 issue. Some people are under the assumption that Prop 13 is only good for houses at the time Prop 13 was initiated or before that. But no, you told me it's now.
Yeah,
it's 1%.
Right. Yeah.
Plus bond.
Terry, you're back.
We have Terry on the line. Hey, buddy, how's it going, man?
Good show. And, Nick, thank you so much for all you do. I mean, you are the man when it comes to looking over what the city is doing. You're sort of our guardian. I've got a question for you, and that is, do you think that I hope that people like Aaron aren't drinking the Kool-Aid, number one. And number two, you know, everybody seems to be – you know, gosh, we can't touch the city employees' salaries. And, oh, you know, poor people, their money doesn't go as far as it used to. Well, none of our money goes as far as it used to. And do you think that certain businesses are getting special, maybe a little more special protection?
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that a bit. You know, I look at Julie Winter and Christian Schrader, and it looks to me like they've got everybody wrapped around their little finger up there, and they've got an agenda to make Reading their just little pet project. As far as people getting special treatment, well, you know, there's always that suspicion. I can't point my finger at anybody, but I know there's a lot of people that don't. They get terrible treatment because they're willing to stand up and say something. In fact, there's a lot of people that just won't even speak up. They know something stinks, but they're afraid to voice their opinion. You know, about 12 or 15 years ago, there was a businessman group of 10 successful businessmen here in Reading. They got together and put together a group of them to advise the city of Reading because they could see they were going into a financial hole. And one of them was a car dealership owner here in Reading. And the city of Reading employees let him know that if this went forward, they were going to quit patronizing his dealership. They would go to Red Bluff to get their cars, and he dropped out, and it fell apart.
Well, that's happened to several people as far as I know that the first time we tried to go for a tax years ago, way back when Rick Bassetti was our mayor and Patrick and all those guys were on the city council, I know that there was some things that happened to certain businesses by certain people in departments that would not go back in and do business, or, you know, gosh, maybe you rolled through that stop sign, you know. I mean, just lots of stuff like that. And I'm thinking that I'm hoping that this new city council isn't drinking the Kool-Aid. But how does Barry Tiffin making, you know, well over $200,000 a year, not including benefits, probably going to be in retirement. How does he do it with a straight face to have us try to feel sorry for employees at the city of Reading when they're being compensated just fine and their retirement's the problem?
That's absolutely right. You put the hen in charge of the hen house, the chicken house, and it's just comical. He's up there with a straight face.
Thanks for filling us all in on this. I mean, it's great. I hope you call into the other radio programs. And I'd like to see you call into Carl Bott's program a little more in the fact that just to sort of shed some light on some of these things. I mean, you know, all this local radio is supposed to be about informing us on what's going on. This is just incredible information. I know you put in a lot of time, and there's many, many of us that are very appreciative of what you do.
Now I think we should turn to the pet of the week, Terry.
Well, point being is I'm not really putting anybody down for that. I'm just saying if he'd call in a little bit, I think it would be great because he always has just really, really good information.
Well, I read a lot. You know, I'll tell you something that just makes my hackles stand up driving up Pine Street today. They're finally getting construction going on at the southeast corner of Pine and Placer. It used to be Carl's Automotive.
Yes.
You know, that had five bays in it. It was working all the time. And Mike Warren put it out of business. In fact, the city of Reading sold that lot the McConnell Foundation sold that lot to the city of Reading, and the city of Reading wouldn't renew the lease because they wanted that for the Riverfront Playhouse.
Well, with that said, we got to hold that thought. We're getting the high sign here. We got to go to a break right now, so we'll be back.
We got to go back to that because I was just getting started.
I just want you to hold that thought. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 1460, 96.5.
Ever changing as it flows, and a dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes. Trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store, makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shore. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
That's right, it's that time of the year again. The National Wild Turkey Foundation's annual banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Tickets are only $65 for a single and $120 for a couple. Or why not sponsor a table? That's right, March 9th. Doors open at 4:30. For more info and tickets, call Jolene at 604-6554. The National Wild Turkey Foundation banquet at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Join us and help save the habitat, save the hunt.
And And here we are back to Sovereign Minds, and I've got a thought that I've had both hands on since the break started. So we're getting back to Carl's Automotive, the southeast corner of Pine and Placer. And the city of Reading would not renew their lease. So they go looking for a place. They couldn't find a place. When they did finally find a place down by Gene's Drive-In, the bathroom wasn't up to snuff, and they didn't get to reopen for a year. By then, their business is shot. Now, Carl's Automotive took and paid millions of dollars in sales taxes to the city of Reading, and they just put them out of business like that. And that lot has sat vacant for 7 or 8 years now. They did the same thing to Reading Kenworth over off of Churn Creek Road, down by pretty close to Bonnyview. They took that corner over for eminent domain before 2008. You know, Carl's Automotive must have been around 2006 or 2007. And they moved to Anderson. So, you know, besides not using our money the way it should be, besides, you know, not spending every cent conscientiously, they have absolutely run off millions of taxpayer dollars to other communities, if not bankrupted community members of our community that provided jobs and taxes and salaries. So what I'm saying is the city of Reading is not a friendly environment. I talked to one guy. He opened up a store over in Discovery Village. He wanted to open Heavenly Cheesecakes. And I thought, boy, this is never going to fly. The city of Reading cost him a year. He paid the lease on that building a year with their demands for building improvements and this and that.
Well, I mean, I've gone through the same thing, similar, you know, up in Shasta Lake City, where they wanted more for permits than it was going to cost me to put the building in for a coffee place. And I just said, you know, something, I'm done. I'm not going to sit here and get extorted for money. You know, and it was obviously extortion, in my opinion, because they don't tell you what the cost of the permits are until you get way into the middle of the process. And then all of a sudden, oh, that's 20 grand, you know, and oh, and they want you to put all the sidewalks in, and they want this and they want that. And they don't tell you they've already got them scheduled to be put in next week.
Yes. And I don't know how many times I've been told about businesses that were interested in coming to Reading until they saw the traffic improvements they were going to have to pay for. It's kaput.
Well, I guess if you're successful, it's worth it, and you get in there, you know, I mean, you're like Dutch Brothers, and you got Dutch Brothers all over town, and I like Aaron Reznor. I'm not trying to disparage her at all, but maybe it's worth it once you get in there and get things going. I don't know. But
in with the in crowd?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I'm sort of, you know, saying here, you know, is that I guess they have to like you, or maybe you have to go up to the right parties and drink the right alcohol with people. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I'd do if I was going to open a business in Reading, California, or Reading, Jefferson, right now.
I'd move to Idaho.
First thing I'd do is go join Bethel Church.
Well, I'm not even going to talk about Bethel Church.
Yeah, but you know,
you go right ahead.
They start a business and they patronize that business. If you want to be as successful, you've got to do what the natives do.
Well,
and that's what it's coming to.
You know, Mark?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, you made a really good point. I know when Aaron Reznor went to Anderson, and she said they opened them. There was never a problem with going to open up a Dutch Brothers there, and she was really excited about it. She had commented on how easy they were to do business with. What wouldn't you think that someone should start advocating for the same type of warm welcome given to businesses that Anderson gives? I mean, you would.
Well, Anderson's going to be bigger than Reading.
You know,
soon.
I'm just hoping people aren't drinking the Kool-Aid, and I'm getting really concerned about it, especially with what Nick said about the possibility of, you know, hey, let's just get some real movers and shakers in the city of Reading to say, you know what, we need a half-cent sales tax. Our poor city employees, I mean, gosh, you know, their kids are having to get part-time jobs. They can't feed themselves.
That's absolutely right.
The city of Anderson is going to be bigger than the city of Reading if things keep going in this trendy way, because they're much more friendly and open to getting guys in there. I don't know. I guess these career politicians and these career city county workers don't get it, because the gravy train's been going on for so long that it's never going to run dry. Let's just run the high speed rails off the cliff.
Hey, another thing I'd like to bring up. I work for a gal, and she has opened up a boutique over in the Shasta Center by Dairy Queen called Pretty Thistle. She came down here from Klamath Falls, Oregon, And she told me, I asked her the other day, I says, well, how's business? You doing okay? And she said, boy, I'll tell you, if I wasn't in a five-year lease, I'd close this shop in a minute. She said, in Oregon, you want to open a business, you file a fictitious name in the paper, and you get a business checking account, and you're in business.
Well, let me expand on that a little bit. I have quite a few clients up there in Oregon, and I have quite a few clients here in California. And so let's just look at how much it costs to start a LLC, for example, in the state of Oregon. It's like $40, and then $150 a year. In California, it's like $800 a year every year, and that's a minimum franchise fee, and they go off your gross instead of your net after the $800. So you start skyrocketing into some pretty big numbers unless you elect out of it. So they're not business friendly in the state of California, period. And then when you get locally, and then they put all these impounds and fees on top and top and top of everything, you know, it's a wonder we have any business at all.
That's right. She said she felt like she was a ball in a pinball machine bouncing around from this place to this place to this place, you know, and each one of them had their hand out for a check.
Yeah, and the alternative to that is go to work for somebody else and become a slave. That's it. I mean, so you either break out of the mold and get a successful business going, or you work until you drop, or you run for office or get high up in the city and start drinking with the in crowd to where you can get your salary pushed up to the point where you retire on everybody else's dime.
Well, think about the local businesses. You made a good point there, Mark. Think about the local businesses, the ones that are enjoying their position, you know, where you have a situation where, you know, folks that are basically, you know, all kind of lumping together, everything's fine and dandy. I mean, no, we don't like the vagrancy and we don't like the criminals. We don't like the crime. I know. Let's raise the taxes on everybody so that we can get more police to put the criminals where. Well, we can't put the criminals anywhere. And you heard our DA last week. She was amazing. Stephanie Bridget's really doing a good job. You talk about having your hands tied. Imagine having a law that now says that a 14- and 15-year-old can't be prosecuted as an adult. When do they start bringing these kids into gangs? They start bringing them in at 14, 13, 14, 12 years old. You know, this California is just getting beyond the pale, and you know, time has really come for 51. We need to get out of this state. Folks, you need to wake up. And, folks, you need to get off your hands.
Well, it reminds me of what J.P. Morgan said once. He said, I love competition. Very little of it, though. And that's what's happening here. You eliminate all your competition. And so with that, we got to go to our break. You can stay in line with us, Terry, if you want.
I'm going to get off here. We're going to go to the gun show and everything. But thank you, guys. Thank you so much for this program. You guys are doing a great job. And this local stuff is very, very important. As Terry G. said, you've got to start local and work your way up. Thanks again for the program.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate the call. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. And we're on 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
And here we are back at 1640 AM.
1460.
1460 AM. 96.5 FM. Hey, to finish up on the city of Reading, I referred to Lead Sled Dog. If you're not Lead Sled Dog, the scenery never changes, and the scenery's not changing. I have high hopes for Mike DeQuisto. I see him up there sometimes, and he's the only one that votes no. And it kind of reminds me of Gary Cadd. And I just hope that he can break out as a leader and bring some sanity to the city of Reading's finances.
I think you got to be a disruptor. See, I don't want to just have people voting no. I think you got to have somebody up there just shaking the trees, period. And I think that's what's going to change it. When they start calling them out in public, not just disagreeing with them, not doing the vote thing, you got to call these guys out in public. That's what Trump did from day one. Is, you know, he'd have his little names for them or whatever, but these people get away with it because nobody tells what's going on behind the scenes.
Hey, you know, speaking of Trump, I watched some of his CPAC speech last night, about half of it. He went on for 2 hours, and he gets off course and doesn't pay attention to his notes, and he does a great job.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things he said is that you guys are all being BS'd out of this, out of your country, basically, you know.
Yes, sir.
I haven't watched the whole 2 hours, but good grief.
Yeah.
I mean,
the one thing he brought to my attention, he said, you know, China puts on these tariffs, a 25% tariff, then a 35, then a 50 cent. He says, I ask, what's the Chinese leader's name? Xi or some damn thing?
Oh, Xing.
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 I asked him, how's this work? He says, you're the only one that ever asked. You know, because nobody ever asked why we're putting this on. We just put it on. Nobody says something. Heck, we're good with it.
Hey, why not? Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, let's just tariff us or, you know, put a bunch of, and then we don't do anything. You know, and if Trump puts something on there, he's the devil. Oh, man, he's going to crash the economy, and everything's going to go bad, and the volcanoes in Krakatoa east of Java are going off, and it's just ridiculous.
Oh, boy. So, Adam Schiff, he sent a letter to Amazon to remove Vaxxed. He's threatened them.
Adam, how do you spell that? S-H-I-F-T something?
S-H-I-T, no, S-C-H-I-F-F. Anyway, he was instrumental in getting Vaxxed removed from Amazon. He sent a letter to the social media to remove, to remove any searches for injuries in as far as vaccines go.
I thought he was one of the good guys, wasn't he?
Well, oh boy. My point is, these people they want to control what we
everything.
Hear.
Everything.
And, you know, Hitler started out burning books, or that was someplace along the line there. He was a book burner. Even back in the Middle Ages, you know, they were burning books to keep us dumb. And,
they don't want you having any alternative sources of information. That's why Project Veritas has been going after Facebook and what they've been doing. You know, I've watched it do it on my stuff. I mean, I got 5,000 followers on one of my Facebook accounts, and I get like 3 notifications in a day. Because and you watch it, it'll post up on the notification bells like 100, and then all of a sudden it goes down to 3.
Oh, I've noticed, too, if they don't like somebody you're searching for, you type in their name, and all of a sudden it's about 10 or 12 down on the list, and here's all these other things.
So there's definitely a war going on for the media and a war going on for the American public's information, because you're absolutely right. I mean, you had the Minister of Propaganda, what the hell, Goebbels, I think it's Goebbels, but, you know, saying that, you know, the bigger lie, the better, you know, basically. And that's what they did. And they just indoctrinated the public into thinking. And you look at the public today, and there's 30% of them that would vote for a block of cheese.
That's right.
Hey, we got a caller on the line. David?
Oh, yeah. Hey. You know, I heard you talking about tariffs there a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I was going to raise a couple of things about that, because it's famous how tariffs are – They're supposed to be a good thing, and they end up being damaging because of people like currency speculators. And like 100 years ago, when World War I started, every country had their own currency exchange rate. You know, France had one to Italy. Italy had one to Germany. Germany had one to Britain. Everybody had their own arrangement. Every nation had against the United States. And after World War II, during the beginning of World War I, the currency speculators were able to buy a currency, or they'd get a great big pile of francs, and they needed to exchange them with Italy. And they figured out that if they praised Italy for a little while, they could do the exchange rate bounce and sell them at a high. And so they could basically profiteer getting rid of their cash, or, you know, exchanging, doing a currency exchange. Well, so you have people like Rupert Murdoch, and you had back then, you had William Randolph Hearst, and you had a lot of famous, newspaper publishers that were able to basically do an editorial praising a country or cursing a country.
I thought we're talking about tariffs, David. I'm not sure where you're going.
Well, when Trump Trump created the tariffs against China. And
he came into office, and the Chinese have had tariffs on their stuff, so there's no competition in a lot of countries before he even got there. So he didn't create the tariffs. They were existing when he got there. He just started, he created tariffs on American goods to try to even the market.
But there weren't as many as there are now.
No, because,
you know, Trump created a whole bunch of tariffs when he came in. And
why was that?
He created them, and then he's claiming that he's denying them. I mean, the guy is so two-faced, it's obvious that he's a currency speculator. He's bouncing currencies. I'm telling you, man, it caused World War I, and it caused millions of people to be killed because these guys would praise a country, bounce it high, and then curse it so they could sell low. Buy high, buy low, sell high. They do it back and forth.
Hey.
They didn't care which country they were praising or cursing, because they were basically bouncing the currency.
And who was doing that?
There was the first time I ran into it. It was a guy named Czar. I think it was von Zarahoff, and he was. I don't remember if he was Turkish, but he might have known Aristotle Onassis. And he was a guy that he was like an international broker in oil, or he was a trade representative or something like that. And he was able to, he had enough influence that he could cause newspapers to praise and curse. And then this guy made money on both sides of World War I. And he did it all during the war. These were the war profiteers that everybody at the end of World War I, everybody in the world knew they had been had. Because these currency speculators were able to praise a country and curse it.
Well, who do you think the biggest currency speculators in the world are right now?
The Saudis would love to be, because they're running out of oil.
Okay.
And it would make sense that anybody that's tied to the Saudis, and I'm going to say Jared Kushner, because he would certainly know about that.
What about the Bank of England or the Rothschilds?
Absolutely.
The Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgan Chases. They're the ones that are really holding the purse strings, and they're the ones that are basically running the show at the Fed. So how's that Trump's fault?
Well, Deutsche Bank, don't forget Deutsche Bank.
Oh, I know. Well, there's a bunch of them. We could go Scotia Mikada, HSBC.
Yeah,
there's a ton of them. You
Bank
know, so.
Of Cyprus.
Sure.
And then you get into Wilbur Ross.
Well, what we have is a world economic situation where all central bankers are printing money with no backing in order to fund their governments, and that's your biggest problem. Period.
Yeah, and that actually is part of the praise curse, because, you know, if you think that a country doesn't have any gold, then that becomes a curse. If you think that it has gold, then it's praise. And so these guys are floating money, they're floating,
right.
It's so phony.
Right.
Let me break in here.
Go ahead, Nick.
David.
Yeah.
President Trump on his CPAC speech, he says India charges a 100% tariff on a motorcycle coming from the United States into India. We don't charge anything. I put a tariff on it, 25%. Where's Trump the bad guy there?
Well, so his numbers were wrong? If somebody said 100%, it's really 25%? Who said 100%?
No. India was charging a 100% tariff on our goods going into India. We weren't charging any tariff on India goods coming into the United States.
Well,
so Trump put on a 25% tariff. I don't think he put on enough.
When I opened up, you remember all the American jobs have left, and they've gone to places like India and China.
Because of Clinton and NAFTA.
Well, it's been going on long before them. I mean, they've been outsourcing jobs for, you know, Nixon's detente with China was all about sending jobs to China. You know, this is not a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a fat cat, insider, bouncing currencies gig.
Are you local here?
No, I live down in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Financial district is I've taken enough economics and financial management and history to know that these guys have been scamming this.
Okay, so let me
remember William Jennings Bryan.
Let me ask you this, David. I remember William Jennings Bryan, and I know the whole story. Let me ask you this: how's San Francisco's economic policies doing right now?
We're in hyperinflation.
Right, and that's Trump's fault, or is it the fact that of their Democratic policies?
Well, specifically, San Francisco has a long tradition of hyperinflation. You know, boomtown, bust town. And so...
Well, you can't have hyperinflation unless somebody's printing money and counterfeiting it. I mean, because if it's gold-backed, there's only so much currency supply in existence.
Well, I'll stand corrected if you want to say that the inflation in San Francisco was not caused by... printing money down here.
Listen, David.
You've got the Uber economy, which is all electronic money.
I got to let you go, Dave, because we've got 15 minutes left, and you had your shot, and I gave you quite a bit of time, but we're kind of spinning circles here. So with that,
not really, because you know you got like what's the fake currencies that the electronic money world? That's printing money without.
Oh, absolutely. There's a ton of ways they get money into circulation. That has nothing to do with even printing it.
People
are living and
dying with fake money.
Absolutely.
And that's the danger of this whole tariffs thing is that it's bad enough that you've got people, currency speculators, but then you've got electronic currency, which is even more dangerous to the average farmer.
All right. Listen, we're going to move on, Dave. I appreciate your call.
Sure.
I really do. And it's always fun, but we're kind of getting we started out with tariffs, and we're on to... You know, I don't know how Trump this is his fault.
I'd like to add on, Dave. Thank you for calling. I always like to hear the other side of you. I don't agree with you,
right.
But, you know, I respect your right to call us and give us your point of view.
Absolutely. We don't want to stop you from calling, but we can't, you know, just ramble on for 20 minutes either. We've got other stuff in the show we got to get to.
Have a great day, buddy.
So we've got to go to a break right now. We got about 15 minutes left to the end of the show, and then we'll come back, and I want to talk a little bit about this media silence on the Clinton Foundation that is connected to AGT and forwarded top secret U.S. intel to Russia through the FBI and DOJ that covered it up. So
talking about Hillary?
Oh, no. It's all Trump's fault.
Our almost president?
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 1460 and 96.5.
Made up my mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart.
Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Pretty good there, Mark.
Hey, you know, I've been drunk to that song more than once, dancing. Reminds me of the river days.
Hey, I got to tell you something I saw coming up here today. It was at the corner of Pine and Cypress. Saw a homeless guy with a dog with a sign, and the dog looks at him. He says, "Hey, what do I need you for? I can do this by myself."
Boy, a little Kentucky headhunters there. Well, where are we now? Okay, so let's talk about the media silence. Clinton Foundation connected to AGT, which is a company out of Malaysia, did a little homework on this, and they seem to investigators involved illegal sale of controlled U.S. Homeland Security technology to Russia and China. They're a technology company, and the company is named AGT. You can do a little homework on this thing. And the DOJ terminated its internal investigation in 2016 despite clear and irrefutable evidence of criminal activity and hid it from the public. Now, And then we wonder why this whole thing has been taking some time for Trump to do anything about this, because how many people have been fired at the DOJ and the AG?
Not enough.
Not enough. There's a whole bunch more that need to let it happen. So so this is crazy stuff, but it just so happens that the Clinton Foundation and the donations to the Clinton Foundation come from the COB and the CEO of AGT International, as well as from sheiks from the AUE. Is anybody shocked yet?
Oh, no.
Donations of millions of dollars were for favors from the Clintons in return for the Clintons to help promote the AGT. I'm reading right off of the Gateway Pundit right now, and it took, we talk about the investigations into the Russia collusion, and they've investigated every possible Russian collusion that never happened ever, and dropped all the legitimate Russian collusion crimes and covered them up.
Yeah, they haven't investigated Hillary Clinton colluding with Russia and everybody else.
Well, I think that's why they're saturating the, mainstream media with all this garbage. So
yeah,
your typical,
Well, the loudest people squawking, I think, are the guys that are
guilty.
The guilty ones. That's mm-hmm. right. I mean, I think Adam Schiff is looking for a one-way trip to Lompoc via license plate remedial education center. I just think that there is a bunch of stuff that's getting, is coming down the pipe. I mean, I'm looking at a letter right now that's redacted. I mean, and there's going to be some FISA declassifications here pretty soon. I think it's already been ordered by Trump. And I don't know. Isn't it funny how this whole Russia thing has just unwound? Oh, my God. He's going to jail this week. He's going to jail this week. Next week we're going to get him. Pretty soon he's going to be charged. And then what's his name? Michael Cohen gets up there on the stand and says, he never did anything.
Yeah.
You know, one thing about Michael Cohen, one thing I learned a long time ago, if you can't believe everything a person says, what can you believe? You just pick and choose what you want to believe.
Well, that's the trouble with this whole mess.
You know, another thing old Trump pointed out, and I've seen him do this before, he says, the rank and file in the FBI are wonderful people. It's the few at top that are giving it this bad smell. I hope that's true.
I watched that Cohen trial or whatever it was. It was pathetic.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the guy looks like he was begging for his family's,
That really bothered me, too. A lot of the Democrats would first, in their opening statement, would say, I'm really sorry to hear what your family's going through.
And yeah.
It's like, well.
Because his wife was going to be charged with the same thing he was unless he pled.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's what this is all about. They got the hammer on the guy, and he's up there. He doesn't have a clue. He couldn't do anything that he wanted. But it's funny how he exonerated Trump on just about every level with his little speech, and now maybe he's setting himself up for a possible pardon because he was supposed to be the guy. If you listen to the questions, he was supposed to be the guy that ratted him out because Mueller's got nothing.
Yeah. Well, and all those charges could have been 70 years in prison. And he only got 3 as of now.
Right.
So I think there was a deal in the making there.
Yeah. Oh, of course there was. But I think that he's a cheese eater to begin with. Okay. And so he's kind of a rat. But at the same time, even a rat, who does everything wrong, if you put his family on the chopping block, what's he going to do?
That's right.
Yeah. So with that said, I got to get one more. It's time. We got 2 minutes. I got to talk about this. This is a health thing that I got to talk about. Roundup weed killer found in 19 out of 20 of the leading brands of wine in the U.S.
Oh my goodness!
Ouch! That's what gives you that extra buzz.
Genetically modified grapes. That's what we're talking about.
Well, it's the Roundup. It's the glyphosate. They use this the chemical Roundup for weeds on everything. And so what's doing? And gee, that's manufactured by Monsanto. I know. It's call me crazy. It's all a conspiracy. But they're facing up to 9,300 lawsuits alleging that its popular glyphosate-based weed killer Roundup is bad for the environment and people are getting sick from it. And there's a list of the brands on there, so I'd be really careful about which brands. I'll post this news on the website, but
on top of that, city, county, state, they're spraying it on the sides of the roads. You're probably snorting it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I've developed a sensitivity to Roundup. A plant that, like grapes or corn or soybeans, that Roundup doesn't affect, that's a genetically modified organism. They splice in a gene that makes it immune to Roundup. They spray the whole field, and it just kills the weeds.
That's got to be good for something, right?
Well, it's not good for us. I know that.
It's good for Monsanto. I don't know. We're at the end of the show. We'll see you guys next week. Every Sunday, 10 to noon, Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 and 96.5. You've been listening to listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, and government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Remember, amateurs built the ark, professionals built the Titanic.
Thanks for having me in, Mark.
Amen.
All right, very good. Good seeing you guys, and we'll see you soon. All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.